Welcome back to the JMB Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple of guys that enjoy video games, movies, entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my always positive neighbor Jay.
Ooh. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Thanks, Bay. Always positive. In a good way.
In a good way. You know what? I wasn't so positive today.
No?
No, man.
You have negative vibes? What's going on?
I was getting some super negative vibes from the guy that I was working with. All you right. know, I'm not going to say names, but yeah. We got some... I forgot his name, actually.
Oh, dang.
But dude was super negative, and I just wasn't wanting to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, and in my line of work, we get substitutes, and... We had a substitute that was just complaining a bunch, and I'm like, yo, man. I just walk away from him. I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, complainer, you know? Man.
Yeah, it's a negative energy.
Yeah.
Energy vampire sucking out the positivity.
Oh, man. Don't like that.
It's all good.
Yeah, just throw some garlic on him. Maybe rocks.
Yeah, you know what? It's like, let's just make lemonade out of the situation, you know, and it is what it is. Hot day. You know, we teach PE. We're outdoors.
Yeah.
And you just got to roll with it sometimes. And this guy was complaining about it being hot and that, you know, it's control chaos and this and that. I'm like, no, it's not. But
he was like joking about it. He's like serious about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was like butt hurt that, you know, they didn't tell him he was going to substitute for PE and this and that. But, you know, excuse me for you're a substitute. And sometimes you just kind of have to get what you get. And you don't get upset. That's like a thing that my wife would say. She's a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Didn't bring me down. It was just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Good. I mean, I'll complain. It's hot too. It's like it just saps my energy.
Yeah.
But that's all I could say. Just I mean, it's a heat. That's what it is.
Yeah. And we live in San Diego.
Yeah.
And I want to say about four weeks out of the year, it's like unbearable hot.
Muggy like it is right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last night was tough to sleep for me.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. And you were probably working, huh?
Yeah.
It's good. That's a good thing.
Under air conditioning.
Because it was freaking hot, bro. It was like I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I was like just sitting there like, geez, I know I need to sleep. I got to work tomorrow. And it was just that hot.
That's rough.
Yeah. But it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So, Neighbor Gamers Podcast. And you know what? You know what? A cool thing that I discovered was on account of Apple Podcasts. And hey, LT, thanks for pointing this out. Like, our podcast was doing good on Apple. And I was like, wow, I don't see it quite on the downloads. And one thing I realized is the plays versus the downloads. And thank you all for playing our podcast. I super appreciate it. It's been doing well these last few weeks. And LT, thank you for pointing it out to me. It opened my eyes to a new stat, which is plays. And so I just want to keep going with this. And thanks for everybody all around the world for downloading us. And let's talk about what we're going to talk about today, which is Evo Recap. And Jay, I was seeing this on Twitch, and it was super popular on Twitch, like thousands of people looking at Evo. And while I was looking at Twitch and I saw that Evo was there,
yeah,
I noticed a game called Project Zomboid. And I'm like, well, it's a PC game.
All right, jumping into TurboTax and
that's right,
Excel sheets.
Oh, and you'd be so proud of me, man, because
Minesweeper.
I didn't have to TurboTax again. Jay always mentioned TurboTax, and that's on account of, like, you know, it's like using Excel spreadsheets and stuff, and scrolling through things with a mouse, mm-hmm. and using a computer.
Yeah,
right. Is that how you came across that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so
PowerPoint,
double clicking, right clicking, you know, scrolling this and that. But I plugged in my Xbox controller,
yeah,
and bro, it like totally found it. It synced, and I was able to play this Project Zomboid, and I'm going to talk about it today in this episode. And Jay mentioned to me like, yo, did you try your DualSense? Because you could use that too. I'm like, what?
Mm.
So I will try that later.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Evo Recap, Project Zomboid. Before we do that, a couple of things on Twitter. One of the things that just kind of touches me, because she was just an awesome person, and that's Olivia Newton-John. I never knew her, but man, Sandra Dee, Grease, she was awesome for that. And Let's Get Physical, man, that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old. I'm older. So, Jay, I don't know if you ever heard that song.
I did it in, like, You're the One That I Want, right?
From Grease. From Grease. Yeah. And you know what? She passed this week from cancer, breast cancer, been struggling through that. And she was always just a delightful person on interviews and in the characters she played. Mm-hmm. So it was sad, but it was also great to remember the cool stuff that she contributed to entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things, you know, we've got one thing, a delay of one of the games I was so dying to...
For beta play. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so dying to play, and now it's delayed, Jay.
Yeah.
What's delayed?
Midnight Suns.
Midnight Suns with some guys standing, right? They stand.
Hey,
right?
Man, you got cards, man.
Yeah, I'm moving my arms, right? Because you're standing in place. and you're waiting.
Stop hitting my game, man. Come on.
you're waiting to make your move. You're like standing, you're bouncing, right? You're bouncing.
Yeah, she's just dancing right here, man.
You're moving side to side. It's grooving in front of me. It's just waiting. Turn-based.
These are turn-based
games. You wait your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, who's next? Who's that? Wolverine?
Next? Wolverine
gonna go?
Next.
Is it gonna be Wolverine? No.
Maybe. Well, I don't know, man. Who knows? Wait and see.
We're gonna wait. Because Midnight Suns is not ready yet. It's still in the slow cooker. getting pieced together.
Wow. I really don't know. I hope it's doing well, like in the production. I don't know, but it keeps getting delayed. So I don't know, man. That means there's something holding it up. There's like hiccups.
Well, hey, you know, maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll add some new bounces.
Oh, wow.
To while they're
moving
my shoulders.
Oh, okay.
New animations. You know, maybe bust out a cell phone while they're waiting to turn.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's on hold.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think for me, it'll be more of like an issue of price point. Like, how much can they ask for it? If it's in the 30 range, I might take a look at it. I might, you know, but I don't know.
I think they're trying to make this a $70 game.
Hey.
No?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
Really?
Guessing.
Jeez.
So if it was 70, no?
Nah. I'll find something else. I'll find something else for sure. You know what? It's coming out next week is Rollerdrome.
Oh, yes.
And that looks like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throwing on some rollerblades.
Shooting. I like the graphics.
Double-fisted shooting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It does look good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's like that whole art style kind
of... It reminds me of Luke Skywalker in his suit.
For real?
Like when he's in his X-Wing.
Because it's orange, right?
Yeah, and a helmet.
Now, man, you know what I was looking at, and I'm in trouble remembering this, but I think it's something about Pedro or something. Mm. Save Pedro or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With the guy that's kind of flipping around, shooting stuff with Uzis and stuff. I get that kind of vibe when I'm thinking of this game. But it's coming out next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait to pick it up. And what about you? You think you're going to pick it up?
I don't know. I'm just got on this fighting game craze that I want to... That I, whenever I have free time, I play it. But lately, I haven't had free time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how long it would keep my attention for.
Okay.
So, I would say like a no. So, I just live vicariously from you.
Okay. And the game I was thinking of was My Friend Pedro.
Mm.
And it's actually on the PS Premium.
Oh, is it?
And I will have to check it out.
Okay, cool.
And I know you've been busy and stuff. I actually picked up another game, and I'm glad I didn't have to pay extra for this because I wasn't too thrilled with it. And that was Foreclosed. And it's a... kind of reminds me the style of it, because it's in the future, kind of remind me of Cyberpunk a little bit.
You got Jackie coming down from the sky.
You did Jackie. From, that's our.
Does it have more glitches or no? This is like more Steam like better.
Well, it's an indie game, and so it looks drawn out, right?
Okay.
And it was like, hey, this is kind of cool, but it took a while to actually get like guns. You know what I mean? Like you're hiding and doing some stealth stuff, and you have this ability to use this chip to attack, do like some kind of like telekinesis attack on the people that you're trying to stop and stuff. And I couldn't play it much longer. It was dizzy? Like, yeah, it was a little bit of that, yeah. But then it just wasn't that exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm glad I got to try it.
Yeah.
But I only played it for about an hour, not hour and a half.
Okay, understood.
You know, and then you get that question in your head, and you're like, why am I playing this?
Oh, there it is.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, man.
Yeah.
You don't need to play this.
Yeah.
Go play something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's do this. Let's recap Evo.
Yeah, so it started on Friday. They had announcements. Like, for example, Dragon Ball Z Fighters. I think that's what it's called. It's gonna have rollback netcode. So what that means is that less lag. It feels like you're playing against a person next to you. Versus the analogy I heard online was, if you're playing on delayed input, I think it was called, versus rollback netcode, it feels like you're playing in you're moving in water. That's a delayed input versus rollback netcode. It's just your opponent's right next to you. So I was watching Dragon Ball Fighters as well, and if you look at it online, on Twitter or on YouTube, there's, you know, the character Cell, when he's Perfect Cell and he screams at the beginning of his intro, the whole crowd is screaming at the same time. You can feel the energy. It's so sick, man. I love that. That's why I really want to go. I just want to experience that again. And then I also watched the finals for Melty Blood, and that game looks freaking crazy. I don't know what the anime is. I have no clue. It's just, it looks bonkers in the way you play it. It looks way too fast for me. And then they also had the Street Fighter V finals, and, you know, it was Daigo, Tokido, and two other Japanese players were in the in top four in the winner's bracket versus the loser's bracket were, I think, two Americans and person from Taiwan. I don't remember what ended up happening in the finals. Is like Daigo, I think he got like fifth place. I'm always rooting for Daigo, you know. I love Daigo. But it was like Idom and I forgot his name. It was Laura versus Colin. And it's so crazy. We got to the last match, the last round, and the Japanese player won. It was great. It's just you could feel the tension, you know.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, if you're into the Super Bowl or the finals, I mean, to me, this is like, I was so hyped.
That's cool.
I was on my 10-minute break, and I would just, like, just watch it.
Do you remember what hotel this was at?
Mandolin? Okay. Bay.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Something Bay.
Mandalay.
Okay, yeah.
Mandalay Bay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And if, like, you go, I mean, they have all these vendors. Like, if, like, Vitrix, if I wanted to get my joystick there, I could have got it there or pre-order there and see it and use it or, like, at least feel for it. And then, like, Quanba, another joystick manufacturer, that's good. And you can see what the pros are using.
Now, I was watching Hitbox, one.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm real novice to this, okay, right? And I'm looking at the guy's hands, and he's got a stick.
Yeah.
And then there's just a bunch of buttons where his fingers are.
Yeah, it's called Hitbox.
A Hitbox.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, to me, I'm looking at it, it simulates just a keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, that's, I don't know if I could ever use that.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, which one is he, does he just, he's just got that muscle memory to know where to hit.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was kicking ass with this you call it a Hitbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the right hand is just like a regular joystick, has six buttons.
Okay.
And the left hand is where it kind of, I think it's like ASDF. I think that's what it is on the keyboard.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But don't quote me because I'm, you know, not a PC nerd there, you know. So, I mean, just like Daiyu uses it, hitbox, and he gets his sonic booms out faster. So it's you know, there's different types of ways to play hitbox or joystick or even controller.
Okay.
There's this girl playing with, like, it looked like a chainsaw controller, and she was playing Tekken.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just going, I just want to feel the energy when I go there, if I were to go there at EVO next year.
Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I want to compete, but I do want to win and see as far as I can get, but there's no way I can get up to, like, top 8, for sure. I know that for sure, because these guys are professional, and they're, you know, this is their lives, they play professionally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to play. I just want to experience all that, though.
Yeah, they're doing this around the clock.
Yeah.
As, like, a job.
Yeah.
You know?
And sponsored and all that, so.
Dude, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
1 year from now.
1 year.
Yeah, what else did I watch? I mean, it's just, they had, like, the joystick museum, because all the joysticks that have been released. And,
What about the Street Fighter stuff?
Oh, yes. So, Street Fighter 6 revealed two characters, not new. Well, one of them's new. They have released Kimberly. So, she's like a disciple of Guy, and she's ninja. But her story, she graduated from college early, and she's into ninjutsu. So, she has the moves from Guy, but she has her own take on it, where she has, like, spray paint cans, and she's spraying graffiti on the opponent. So it's so colorful, it's just sick. And then the Yuri, as she was released in Street Fighter 6, 4, excuse me. And her intro, she comes out in the Akira style motorcycle, you know, drifting, braking, and she looks and looks at the screen, starts showing the character movements. They redesigned her a little bit on her looks. It just looks so sick. I cannot wait. I wish to release the, like, a beta, like a date, so we can start playing and so they can test their net code. But, you know, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, that probably won't be until, what, maybe November? Or
yeah, that'd be sick, dude. November, January, I wish. I hope. But they are going to release it next year. I just don't know what month.
Gotcha.
For sure, I'll, like, take that day off.
yeah, that'd be a good day to take off.
They're not too late.
And I'm gonna pick it up. I just, you know, maybe I can be a practice dummy for you.
Well, they have like a story mode. I mean, they're gonna have like a story mode where you can, looks like you can customize your character, run around like Metro City. So I can't wait to see what that side of the gameplay is.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And, you know, like I was mentioning Twitch, I was trying to figure out, like, hey, what's everybody watching on Twitch? Because I haven't been on Twitch for a long time. I was looking through stuff, and, of course, you got GTA 5, you know, people listening and watching in on that stuff. And I tell you, GTA 5 is, like, the highest ongoing played game. And it's ridiculous how many people play this game. And I've tried it, and I see the desire to play this. I see, like, the attraction to it. But I'm just amazed at how many people play this ongoing. It's ridiculous. And nothing else comes really close. Yeah. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, Grand Theft Auto is just, it just keeps going. Grand Theft Auto Online, and people make their character, they live their life on Grand Theft Auto. They have like a social club, so, and they role play. Like, I've listened or read some articles where they'd have a biker gang, and you have to wear this type of attire, and you have to treat other characters in game a different way if they're not part of your clan or gang or Marcel's gang. It's crazy, man. But you can drive cars, and they have like all these events and courses you can do, or you can fly a plane, or it's so random.
Yeah, I think the mods are a big attraction to these type of games.
Yeah,
and to all games that you can play on the PC. And then that's where, well, I mean, you see other games there too. You see Fortnite, and of course EVO is on Twitch. But one game that caught my eye was this game called Project Zomboid.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it before?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, right. I'd never heard of it either, and so I looked at it, and it's a cheap game. It's like it was on sale for like $14, $13.99, and I picked it up, and I was like, wow. What's this all about? I looked at some reviews and some gameplay of it. I'm like, okay, I can give this a shot. And the last game I had played on PC was Valheim, and so that was more of a survival type too. This is a survival type game, and it's very interesting. All right, and so what you could do, you can customize your character. And as you start the game, you can pick like a category of what your character is that gives certain traits. So you could be a cop, a fireman, a lumberjack, a doctor, so on and so forth, which gives certain skill traits. Obviously, like if you're a park ranger, you're okay in the outdoors. You got that kind of survival sense. But then I was starting off, and I was having trouble just staying alive to try even use any of these skill sets. And I found out, I realized that when you play this game, one tip is this, dude, run. Like, honestly, like you're getting chased by zombies. And if it's more than one zombie and you're like, you know, and all you got is like a fork as your weapon, You gotta run.
Does it have damage? Like, I mean, what is that called?
DPS?
Like on your fork, for example, like the more you use it, it deteriorates?
Yeah, the fork will break. God, the man. Fork will break. And you know what, man? It's all in good fun, right? Because you're like, yeah, I love the zombie games, right? And I think it's the excitement of it. There's this thrill of it, and there's a little bit of that horror, right? You're like, you know, and seriously, I'm like playing on my little laptop with my Xbox controller, and I'm like screaming when these zombies are like all covering me and pulling me down to the ground, and then you're like limping, and you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna freaking die. It's I'm dead. Right, and so I started figuring out, find a good weapon.
Yeah,
you know, I finally found a pipe, mm-hmm. a freaking pipe.
Yeah,
and this thing was badass for me. It was cool. So badass because then I was popping guys, I was hitting guys, and dude, I started feeling this like sense of accomplishment, like
empowered. What view is the camera?
It's, like beyond third person, because you're like a little speck on the screen. Not a little speck, but you're like, I'm putting my fingers up like you all can see it.
So is it like Diablo? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like Midgard, the game we were playing last
year?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and it's great because, you know, you want to be able to see your surroundings. And so there's a lot of exploration to this. You go up to buildings and houses, and you're looking for stuff. You're looking for food, you're looking for shelter, and most definitely, you're looking for weapons. And then finally, I found this pipe, started beating on some zombies, and I was happy. Like, I got 11 kills for zombies.
Yeah.
You know? And people, they make these servers, and they're real creative with it, because they've got all the mods on there. Okay? You can start off with more skill points, so you can actually survive out there, get some like cat-like vision, huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Faster, you can run faster, so you're not getting caught by zombies from behind.
Right.
It's an enjoyable game. I totally see the draw to this. I don't know if you'd be interested in playing this, but I get a kick out of this game. And when my daughters are playing on the PlayStation, boy. And I don't want to bother them sometimes. I just let them have their joy with it, playing Free Guy and stuff like that. I jump on here, grab my Xbox controller, and I'm playing and I'm having fun with it. Am I pro at it? Am I going to start a Twitch channel? No. Yeah, I'm not even close to that. But it's a lot of fun. And right now, out of 5, and I've just started with this.
Yeah,
I definitely give it a 4.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's a $14 game, and like honestly, I went through a lot of games on PS5, PS5 Premium, and this was a good game so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your daughter's playing DNF by chance? Because we had like a lobby and they were playing that one night. We were all playing that, DNF.
Yeah, cool.
Did they ever go back to playing it or not?
They haven't played it. They've been playing that. They've been playing some Tetris. That's like a free download on the PS5 Premium. And they've been playing some Overcooked. But then it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And they had just said the other night, hey, we haven't played DNF in a long time. We should go pick that up.
Yeah.
So that's true, man.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hogging up the PlayStation, man. I need to jump in there so I can
get another PS5 so you can play.
I know, right? So I can play some of that crazy game Postman game that Death Stranding. Yeah. It's freaking creepy.
Dropkick people.
I haven't gotten too far in that game, but I got to this incinerator to take his mom. He took his mom to the incinerator so she doesn't turn into that
goop.
Goop, yeah. Right?
Like you're carrying her body on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so hard, man. Like it's so awkward. You're like having to try to balance and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't turn too far to left. Yeah, you're falling over. Falling over, man. You're trying to go through a pond.
Yeah.
Whoa. Turn a little stream and you're like gonna die. I'm like, geez, man. Am I gonna shoot anything or what?
Nope. You gotta carry your mom to the incinerator, man.
Hey, I'm sure there's more to it, though.
Yeah.
I'm just scraped the surface of it.
Yeah.
That's a fun game. Anything else you're playing, Jay?
No, just DNF. DNF duel, who's next? And it's getting, you know, I was diamond rank 2. I was super happy. Then, you know, like work happened. So I stopped playing. And whenever I jump back on, get my ass beat. I'm down to like diamond rank 1. I de-ranked myself, which is fine. You know, because people keep playing, and I don't know if I'm playing, like, 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds. Who knows who I'm playing, like, online. So, yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to learn what my weaknesses are so I can learn for the next match and try to adapt. I mean, that's what you do in fighting games. Or you just, like, smoke them by just beating them up, and you don't really learn anything other than you just beat them up.
So okay.
I do like getting beat up in the game, though, because that like shows what my tendencies are.
Jay, you don't get beat up very often. let's be honest, Jay.
In that game, I get beat up. Like once you reach the diamond, I guess is when that's my plateau, I think. And that's when you have to like think outside the box and kind of step outside of your tendencies, and that's when you have to know what the opponent, what their moves are doing.
Have you been watching Orville?
Oh yeah, I have. It's funny, man. It's Star Trek. It's like the ship's an explorer, and that's what you're just learning and the development of the shipmates, and they always question themselves, and you see what their not motives are. It's just what drives them, and it's funny. It makes me laugh. There's this one episode where this alien has pheromones, and just when he's in heat, he just kind of makes other people in heat. So you know where that goes, man. Yeah. And it's and he's happy with either gender. So
oh wow.
So it's funny, like you see a female, she's like touching her hair, flicking her, you know, hair and putting on like perfume or whatever. And then you see the captain, Ed, and you know, it's Seth MacFarlane, and he's acting like he's going on a date. And he's like plucking his eyebrows pretty close. Like, holy shit, dude, this is me back then. he's like trying different jackets, so it's like more casual. It's, oh my god, so dumb. Anyway, that was the funniest episode. So
that's hilarious.
It made me laugh.
You're gonna have to tell me which episode number that is and what season. Right?
There's a couple of seasons, right? There's 3 seasons. It's gonna be on Disney Plus, so I can't wait because I'm super looking forward to it, so I don't have to see commercials anymore. Yeah. And it's that episode like left an impact on me. It made me laugh so much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's Orville. I've been watching Only Murderers in the Building.
Oh yes.
And I'm not going to spoil it because it's a fun show. It's a comedy if you've never heard of it. And we finished through season one. And they do an excellent job to lead into season two because I mean, I don't want to spoil any of this, but our heroes suddenly become suspects.
Oh, okay.
And that's what leads us into season two. And I'm like dancing around these comments just so I don't spoil too much. Because, you know, I mean, you'll read some of it and it'll just kind of show it and pop up. But one thing that happens with season two is that, yo, man, everybody's lying. It's like...
Even the main characters?
Kind of, yeah. And what do you call it? Everybody's lying. And it's very interesting because you're trying to siphon and... You're trying to figure who's telling the freaking truth and where is this going? Because what ends up happening is this: you're trying to solve the mystery too. Like, yeah. Who's the killer? Like, how did this person die? And who did it? And why is Oliver's son maybe involved in this or not? And this show is so much fun to watch. I'm trying to have my daughter slow down so we don't watch it all at once.
I'm binging, huh?
Yeah. And then we're like, she's still on summer break. And yeah. And we're like not having anything to watch.
Right.
So it's very fun. It's different because like you watch something like Stranger Things and you're glued to it because it's like scary and exhilarating. Mm-hmm. And you're like, dang, what's going to happen to so-and-so, right? Mm-hmm. With Stranger Things. With this one, it's comedy. And the way they play it off, and you're like, why is Charles going back and talking to his ex-girlfriend that tried to freaking kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Who's in prison now?
Mm-hmm.
And giving away too much. That was kind of a spoiler. But it's a fun show.
Yeah.
And I completely relate to these guys because they're a little bit older. And the younger gal, man, I'm forgetting her name.
Selena Gomez.
Selena.
Yeah.
Selena's a lot younger.
Yeah.
And she's got like a relationship. And what's his name? Martin Short, Oliver is like, oh, well, it's hip to be bisexual nowadays. and it's always funny. It's funny that, like sometimes older guys will say things that are not quite appropriate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then because they're old, we give them a pass on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just funny. Mm. It's funny in that sense. So I hope you get a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's on Hulu. Do you have Hulu?
I do, yeah. Because I have a bundle from Disney Plus.
Yeah, Jay, I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, like you got a few minutes on your break. Maybe check it out. Yeah. Just kind of like see if you like it or not. Is it
25 minutes or 30 minutes?
No, I think it's longer than that. Oh, and it might be.
An hour?
Yeah.
45?
Maybe 45 or so. Yeah. And I'm not quite sure.
Sure.
But I'm digging that. I also did see Prey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to spoil that for
you. It's like Predator, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that after or before? Or
it's before.
Oh, the prequel?
Yeah.
Before Arnold?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Just you and I were discussing it when I was washing the car, like him just coming out of the mud and stuff.
Opening his eyes. He's like covered in mud and stuff. There's something similar to that in this.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you'd dig that. And I did see Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to talk about that.
Yeah, sister's coming next week.
She's coming next week. We'll talk about it. Heidi?
Yeah.
Heidi, you're going to be on. If you're listening to this, you're going to be on. We're going to have a good old time talking about this movie, Easter Sunday.
You got to watch it before she's on the show. Shit.
Is Heidi a nurse too?
Nah.
Okay. All right. You're going to like, oh, you're gonna like I'm gonna it, man. I'm
going to laugh at myself, man. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
All the Filipino stereotypes.
Chanelas and belts. Some pelican in my head.
The duper one.
to Burma. I'm gonna go to a hometown buffet and I'm gonna take my Ziploc bag and put it in the food home, huh? I really like the chicken. Jim Boy, get me the chicken now. So you take it home. Oh man,
you're gonna, memories. You're gonna like it. Like, you know what? I want you to talk to me after you watch it. I really do, because you're gonna really like it.
Did they mention Jollibee?
No.
Oh, that's good. No. Because I went to Jollibee the other day. This is very many months ago. And when they first came out, they said, hey, Gyps, you better have a jolly day when they give you your food. And now that, you know, now that they've been at Mermesa for so long, they don't even say have a jolly day anymore.
They don't?
No. It's like, here's your food. Go home and eat it.
Okay, so you're going to have to explain, because not everybody knows what Jollibee is. You got to explain. What's Jollibee? Right. Come on.
To my understanding, because I've never been to the Philippines. Yeah, I've never been to the Philippines. And I guess Jollibee is very popular there. Have you been to the Philippines? And is Jollibee like...
The one time I was in the Philippines, bro, that was the only thing I liked to eat.
What was the Jollibee to McDonald's ratio there?
I didn't see him. Well, I haven't been to the Philippines in like 40 years, man.
Oh, okay.
I went when I was like 9 or 10.
So Jollibee is after your time going to there. Yeah. I'm guessing. Okay.
Yeah.
So to my understanding, that Jollibee is very popular. It's like McDonald's in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
So they brought it here. And in Mermesa, they had one. And then they got rid of it. And now it popped up again.
Why did they get rid of it?
Well, because they're not wishing people jolly days anymore. I guess. I don't know. So it has Filipino spaghetti, which I enjoy. It's more sweet compared to Italian spaghetti.
Yeah, people freak out. They're like, whoa, what is this? It's freaking Filipino spaghetti. It's
Filipino make fun of it, huh? eat the hot dogs that are in it.
it's spaghetti that's a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, that has hot dogs.
And it's got hot dogs in it.
Yeah, and ground beef in it. And cheese, right?
Dude, I love it.
I love it, too. I just happen not to like theirs anymore. Sorry. And then they have just fried chicken, right?
Sure.
And I think that's all. And then mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And fries.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it takes 15 minutes to get my chicken sandwich, which is very good.
Okay.
They have a chicken sandwich that's hella good there.
I'm going to go. You're making me so freaking hungry.
Get both of them. Get the regular one and the spicy one. Tell me what you like.
Okay.
And report back if they tell you if they have a chicken jolly day.
Well,
that's the best part. Give me that quality. Just say it to me and I'll be happy. But if you don't say it, then I'm like, what the hell, man?
Well, when's your day off?
Well, today. And then...
Oh, oops.
See, my day is very jolly because of what today. I work tomorrow, so... And then Thursday, Friday, I clean the house. You know, sisters come in, so...
Okay. Well, you don't have a day off. But I'll bring you... You like the spicy one?
We'll go. We'll make it work.
No, you're too busy.
Thursday, Thursday night.
I'll bring you something.
We'll do Thursday night. We'll
no, just go. You're too busy.
No.
I'll bring you and your sister. And your mom going to be here?
Oh, yeah. My mom's going to be here. And she, too, wants to go. She wants to say, hey, Jim Boy, can you bring me to Seafood City and get me some groceries? Like, oh, God. Yes, Mom. I'll buy you whatever you want. That's fine.
Dude, we
she's so focused on me getting... Because she lives in Silver City.
Okay.
Silver City, New Mexico. And there's only, like, populations, 10,000 people.
Okay.
And the biggest thing there is Super Walmart.
Wow.
So you know, coming from San Diego and then going over there when you're a kid, it's like, whoa, this is a big difference. You know, it's a retirement community. I understand that now. But they don't have a lot of Asian food there. So she misses her rice. She misses her the fish sauce and whatever that shrimp thing, paste that looks like. I forget what it's called.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shrimp paste?
That's just a thing for it. I forget what it's called. She misses our pandesal and the noodles and all the Asian food. So she's like,
"What is? What I know I'm going off topic, but what is your favorite Filipino food? Is it dinuguan?
Oh no, blood meat. It was hella good when I was a kid. And then my mom was like, because in the Philippines, like my mom, like, she grew up there, so she would feed me with her hands.
Okay,
right. And then I remember going into the freezer and I was like, what's this? And she's like, oh, it's chocolate meat, huh? And I look, and I was like, no, it's blood. hell no. So I stopped eating that.
People, it is black.
People love that. I'm like, I don't love it. I don't like it.
It's like your insides. It's a mixture of
coagulated, you know?
Yeah. It's pork blood.
Yeah.
Cooked, uh-huh. Right? And don't get freaked out. It's actually, I like it. It's good. Tasty.
If you get it.
If you get it at a good place that knows how to make it and put it together, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then you get freaked out when you start hearing that it's pig blood.
Yeah.
And it's like your insides. What would you call that? The tripe? Sometimes it's tripe.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like tripe either.
I'm sorry.
Which is fine. I mean, it's me. Yeah. I'm not hating on it. It's just me. It's my own personal thing. You know, I don't like bones or anything. So, I mean, it's...
You don't like bones?
No.
What?
I'm one of those people like, do you want chicken finger? I mean, was it? Not chicken fingers.
Chicken thigh?
What's the other one that people eat? Chicken wings?
Chicken wings?
I'll take the chicken strips, please.
For real?
For real.
Jay.
All right, no, man. You see that vein, man. I'm like, nah.
For real?
Yeah.
Dude, you're a nurse.
I know. That's why. I don't want to eat it. I can't do it. Like, I know it tastes good.
Yeah,
but my mind is—it's very hard for me.
Like
I can't get over it.
Salty pepper wings—you don't like
those?
That?
Are good. I have to be very hungry though.
Okay.
And then I see a vein, and that's it. And then the other story I have with Thanksgiving is like I was.
Bro, I don't see the vein because I just eat right through it. Oh man!
And then you know with Thanksgiving, you're carving and you're cutting through the joint.
You don't like that?
Gone. Appetite's gone.
What?
Yeah, I won't eat it. All that time cooking and deep frying it, wasted.
You won't eat it?
I won't eat it.
So what do you eat in Thanksgiving?
If Didn't somebody else, if somebody else does it, I'll eat it. I'll eat the breast.
Oh, okay. It's the process.
It's the process of it. I'll deep fry it and everything, and then that's it. Or like if you're asking me to broil like a lobster that's alive, I can't do it, man. I wouldn't be able to do it. Or a crab, I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's good, man.
I know, but like I'll eat it after, but like if I have to do it myself, I'm like, dude, I can't do it. It's looking at me.
You feel like guilty, sad?
Yeah, I would feel guilty, sad. Okay. And then like,
man, you're such a humanitarian.
And then you know when you like eat when you go to like what was that? TIG or TIG, that Korean barbecue.
Okay.
In Kearney. Like you're eating the beef and the pig and the pork and stuff, and then you look over to the left where the big screens are. And they have a picture of a cow, dude. I don't want to see that, man. I just not look over there.
You just don't look, man.
Or bullet, man. I can't eat bullet, dude.
You've never eaten it?
Nope.
Not even the yolk.
I saw pictures. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay, a belote, everyone, is it's a duck egg.
Yeah,
it's premature. So is that a politically correct way to say it?
Yeah, then you eat it. That's great.
So it's halfway developed.
Yeah.
But the surprise is sometimes you don't know how much developed this duck egg is.
All right.
And sometimes you open it up. And it's got like feathers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But Jay, man, it's delicious, bro.
Sure. I'll watch you. Well, no, I won't watch you eat it.
Well, the yolk is the best part.
You're happy.
Man, bro. And the crazy thing when you like eat this is like, especially when you eat it with your Filipino peeps, they're like sucking the juice of it. They're like saying it's like you open it partially, right? So you can get the juice first and you like drink it.
It's like a present.
It's a delicacy.
Okay.
It's a present.
All right. Sure. I believe you. I've seen it.
I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy the egg white part of it because that when you cook it, it gets really hard.
Oh.
And it's like kind of like eating an eraser. But the yolk
like
is...
Like the texture?
Yeah.
Eating an eraser?
Yeah, it's hard.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird like that.
What's your favorite food? Filipino food?
You know, man, I love me some pancit. Now, pancit's really good.
Yes, yeah, like it has to be like sometimes it's like really dry or bland, but when it's good, oh damn, dude.
Yeah.
Do you like shrimp in it or chicken?
I'll take anything. Shoot. Man, and this is going back in the days, but I used to have this uncle, my uncle Nestor, bless his soul, he's no longer with us, but he used to joke with me and say, hey, Hey, boy, you know you're eating cat.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh,
dude, man. He made me think that I was eating a freaking cat. And I was like, no, no. I ate the whole thing, man. And I was loving it. And I'm like, oh, no, uncle, no.
I just had a conversation with this with my friend at work. He's like, showing me, oh, this is cat, James. I'm like, don't show that to me. Please. He's like, no, I'm just kidding.
He was joking.
Yeah.
But, man, he made me feel like, oh, man, I felt so gross after that.
How about when they put Chinese sausage? Oh, it's so good, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things that I really enjoy that. There's different types of pancit. There's the palabok, and then there's the loglog. I like both of those. I always love chicken adobo.
I like it without the bone, and it has to be dry. I don't like it, like, soupy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it anyway. But pork adobo is really good.
Yeah, same way. If it's fried, yeah.
Yeah, it's super delicious.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't eaten dinner yet, and I'm getting so hungry.
I like lumpia. So I'm very basic when it comes. I mean, rice, lumpia, and maybe, like, barbecue.
Okay. Like, you know what's cool? You ever had lumpia with, like, a shrimp in it?
Yeah.
And then, like, the tail of the shrimp sticking out?
No, I've had it in a long time. Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's really good.
Where do you get that at?
I don't know. Amazing. Well, shoot, my aunties, man. But I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, man. Man, hit them up.
Yeah, for sure, man. I missed like a get together with my auntie Nursey, man, and she's always cooking and doing that stuff. Ever had smoked fish, like bones?
No, I stayed away because a bone.
Yeah,
and then there's like those small little bone.
Right,
my mom would eat that. I was like, nope, not eating that either,
dude. And my dad used to cook it, and boy, I go to my the Christine's house.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Man, you smell like fish."
Yeah, it's funny. Like at work, they don't do it anymore, but they would cook Filipino food in the microwave, and it smells like fish, like all around.
Oh yeah, everywhere.
Right,
it's all on you. Like I didn't even know I smell like fish. I'm walking around, I smell like fish all the time. Yeah, it's pretty sad now. Pretty sad. but it's delicious, man. And they're like, "Oh man, you're Ben's son. Oh man,
you smell like fish, huh?"
Your dad makes that good bones, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, shoot. Man, you got me all hungry now.
What dessert?
Oh, leche flan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Filipinos make good leche flan.
Yeah.
And a babinka.
Yeah. Oh, ube anything is always good. Yo, man, and these breweries, man, they're
like Harlan, ube.
Yeah. They're taking, well, that's cool. I guess it's cool. But they're only charging $20-$25 for a 4-pack of ube beer. It's like even more now, right?
It kind of tastes like ube, though, right?
It's weird.
They say it's ube, but when I taste it, I'm like, well, it tastes sour.
Right.
Is it supposed to taste like that?
I don't know.
Because I go to, what, 85 cafe or whatever?
At 95 degrees or 85 degrees?
Well, there's two. There's like a Taiwanese and there's the Filipino one that's straight up ube.
Oh, for real?
Dude.
It's good?
Hell good. It's right next to Seafood City. They have this, it's called a cheesecake something crack.
Crack?
I know, it sounds bad, but it's not. It's basically like it has crust on the bottom, it has ube, and then it has cheesecake on top with like, oh, dude, it's so good. I'll bring you some. I think I brought you some before. It's hella good.
You know, Jay, I wish we could just like take a week off and just freaking hit all these places.
Yeah. I'm going to do that with my sister. We're just going
to. Oh, man.
We're going to go like just eating and then working out and then eating. Honestly.
No, forget the working out.
No, I need to, or else I'm just going to gain all this weight, and I'm like, oh, well.
Come on. You're fit, bro. You can do it.
That's the first step.
Muscles are just going to burn all those calories.
I wish, man.
I don't know where we were talking about, but daggone it, man. I love this conversation about Filipino food.
Yeah, we're talking about Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? Like neighbor gamers, if you're listening and you like want to talk to us and send us a message and tell us about your favorite Filipino cuisine, go on an email and type out JAY spelled out ANDBAY, so JANBAY at neighborgamers.com and let us know what your favorite cuisines are. And man, shoot, man, you're local over here in San Diego. Tell us where you go for these cuisines, these food places.
Yes, I will go there. I traveled many places to get California burrito.
And why not, right?
Yeah.
Yo, man, we're so blessed and fortunate that we live in an area that just has so many different foods that you can try.
Mm-hmm.
And even our neighbor gamers that over in India, we've got some cool food from India out over here.
Yeah, I do.
And it's delicious. I wish I could, like, say some of the food, but...
Curry.
my pronunciation always messes it up, so I don't mess it up. But, Jay, that's all I have. Did I miss anything?
No. All good.
Wow. That was a lot of fun catching up with you. Also, talking about these different things, talking about Evo and Project Zomboid. Try out Project Zomboid and Evo, man. We're going to hit that up next year, Jay.
For real. Go on.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Maybe we could, like tell people to like, find us.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, hey, I'm going to pass it on to my co-host here. That's all for me. Jay, what you got?
Like always, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Take care, everyone.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.